Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. This morning, I was up super early this morning, and I was, you know, when you wake up, you're up. And I went on a walk, and I used to do this a lot. I would walk and I would pray and kind of praise God, thank Him, talk to Him. And I was just thinking about how much He's worked with me over the years, how much He's changed who I am. And I think about when I was a young adult, probably 16, 17, and what I wanted to become, and asked God, obviously, prayed about it, strove to do it. And I thought, you know, when you go to God, everything takes time, man. Like, it takes a lot of time, and it's been probably 20, 25 years, and I'm finally becoming that man that I wanted to be. And the point is when you go to God and you work with God, He's going to develop you into what you're trying to become, especially if you're reading His Word and you're applying what it says. Because when you read the Word, you don't go to the Word with preconceived notions. You go to the Word and you read it for what it is, and you learn how to break it down, and you learn how God wants you to walk and set your course of life, how He wants you to set your course of life. When you start to renew and renovate your mind to what the Word says, God will produce in you that work, that good work. And we'll change you over time. But the point is it takes a long time. It takes a lot longer than you think. But I was very, very grateful thinking about it this morning. And I wanted to go over a little bit of that. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "To everything there is an appointed time or a season, and an appointed time or a season to every purpose that is under heaven. There's a season and a time to be born, and there's a time to die. There is a time to plant, and there's a time to pluck up that which is planted." Man can't choose the time. There's a time you're going to be born, there's a time you're going to die, and that's a miracle in and of itself. But you can't change the seasons. It's God's appointed time. Verse 3, "There's a time to kill," and this is judicially kill, "and there's a time to heal." There's a time if man does something wrong, there's an appointed time for that judgment. It talks about this somewhere else. I have no idea where this is in the Word, but if judicial sentence was acted immediately when someone did something wrong, people wouldn't do it. But that's not how it works. And some things are going to end up, the appointed time is going to be at the end. And that's okay. But just to know that everything is on God's time. He sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. Verse 5, "There's a time to cast away stones." And this is like if you think about stones in a vineyard that produce and create the structure of the vineyard, there's a time to just remove them all, and there's a time to gather stones together. There's a time to restructure or to structure a field. There's a time in your life where you might need to be broken down and changed. And there's a time in your life where you might need to be restructured. It's talking about just in general in life. There's a time to cast away stones, and there's a time to gather stones together. There's a time to embrace, and there's a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time maybe where you need to be around a lot of people, and there's also a time where maybe you need to be away from everyone. But God, you know, and God will work with you. The more you go to God, the more He helps you. "In all thy ways, acknowledge or recognize Him, and He shall direct your path." The more you go to God, the more you work on this stuff, the more He changes you. And there is a season, an appointed season. And like I said, I was recognizing, like, today, man, it's been 25 years, and I am just now becoming the person that I wanted to be. It's going to take time. If you want to be financially successful, let's say, it might take time. It might happen overnight, but it might take time. And to always know that God's there, to be able to rely on God and go to Him constantly, it's a wonderful thing. I was also reading this morning, it talked about faith, the difference between faith and believing. Faith is having that, is believing specifically what you hear from God and believe And believing is having that firm conviction and reliance on Him. To build the relationship and to know that you know that you know that God is there with you takes time. I want to jump down and finish up with this. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 again, verse 14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken away from it. Nothing can be added to what God wants. Nothing can be taken away from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before Him. This person knows that they know that they know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Do you know in your heart that what God doeth, what God chooses to do shall be done in earth as it is in heaven? He is there for you, and you can't, what God makes crooked, you cannot be made straight. But you got to know in your heart and you got to believe that God is your God, not everyone else's God, your God, and rely on that. It takes time, man, but it's a blessing when you get there. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning and just how much of a blessing it was. And thank you for yesterday and the abundance therein. And I pray for both businesses that you continually just work out the details, and especially the next couple weeks that I can get done with what needs to get done, and that the meat chickens end up turning out well and that whole thing. I thank you for the people we work with, that you continually bless them. I thank you that you kind of cover everyone's mistakes, and I thank you that we can go to you for all that. And I just lift up a great day to you, and I thank you for your family, the family of believers, and for your son. And I lift it all up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.